The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, we speak with the Executive Director of Main Street Winter Haven, Anita Strang, as well as Megan Mackey, who is their Membership and Marketing Director. Megan and Anita share about the new events coming this year, Monster Month, which is kicking off in the summer, CityWorks Expo, and much, much more. But before that, here is this week's Chamber Chats. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another segment, a Chamber Chat segment. We are here, me and Anna Saavedra.
I'm back.
You don't know her, she is here with me. She is our membership and sponsorship development manager. And we are here to do our fun Chamber Chats where we talk a little bit about what's going on at the Chamber and also highlight some of our member businesses. So we actually had a very busy week last week.
And
we thought we'd do a little week in review because it was bonkers. It was very busy, but yeah. Good in a good way.
Running like little chickens with their heads cut
off. Yes, unfortunately. Well, it's good because, you know, staying busy is a good thing.
It
but
is.
It's
better
also
to be busy than bored.
Yeah, it can be a lot. But we were able to kick off the week with a Leadership Winter Haven Alumni Roundtable, which was a lot of fun. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're an alumni and you haven't joined that program, Hannah is doing a great job, you know, getting that off the ground. It was kind of not active for a little
dormant.
While. Dormant is the word I was
yes.
looking for. Thank you. I think I was going to say it was in hibernation. But
well, I mean, that's the same thing.
Either way, it works. So Hannah's been doing a great job at trying to revamp that program. And so she planned this roundtable where mm-hmm. we had some panelists, some amazing panelists come on. We had Superintendent Fred Hyde with Polk County Public Schools. Mm-hmm. We had Charlie Bird, who is with Public Safety. He is the Assistant City Manager
for Public Safety.
All of their titles are very long, so I apologize
long.
If I mess any of them up.
Eric's is the worst. Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, and I don't even, it's like the...
He is...
Try it. You can do it. I believe in you.
The Director of Economic Opportunity and Community Investment.
That is it. That's what I put on his table tent, and you saying it just made me remember it. Lovely. And then we had MJ Carnavalli, who is the deputy city manager, but also our city manager was there with us, T. Michael. And we just had a great old time. We had a wonderful turnout. I think mm-hmm. we had like 25 people.
It was great.
And we were able to kind of talk about some of people's, you know, concerns. We had a lot of questions, you know, when it comes to growth and our schools and all of the things. But it was very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt very encouraged.
There's a lot to be excited about right now.
Yeah. And I like that those specific panelists are very candid. They aren't afraid to talk about the challenges, but mm-hmm. you know, they're also super excited about all the things that they're doing. And every single one of those guys is doing, they're working overtime.
Oh, for sure.
Trying to make sure that, you know, they're thinking ahead of, you know, all the growth again. That's part of it is, you know, being prepared and mm-hmm. thinking ahead. And we have really amazing leadership, in place right now to make sure that Winter Haven is thriving. And that we're not kidding ourselves when it comes to, you know, the challenges that we have ahead, but also all the wonderful opportunities that we have too. So that was a really good
It was really great. And we had a lovely, delicious lunch catered by Mediterranean Fresh Grill.
Delish.
It was quite literally the most beautiful catering order I've ever picked up.
It was presented in such a beautiful way.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So colorful mm-hmm. and so delicious.
Yes,
Their garlic whip is...
Oh, yeah.
I could talk about garlic, their garlic whip for days.
Who doesn't love garlic?
Some crazy people, I
guess. Vampires, I guess. It's true, isn't it? Okay. Brie. Anyways, moving on. Okay. I had to say it. What did you want from me? We also this week had a few ribbon cuttings. So Anna, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
On Wednesday, we celebrated the grand opening of Florida Joint and Spine Institute's new location. So they have just relocated to downtown Winter Haven. They are on Avenue B Northwest, across from the Frontier Building. So we are so excited to have them downtown. They've been in business for 30 years and providing just really great and exceptional orthopedic care. Mm. So we're happy to have them downtown. And we were so excited to celebrate with them on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we celebrated again the opening and relocation of the Tessier Law Firm. So that's Denise Tessier. She does estate planning, probate, some elder law, different things like that. And now she is on 6th Street by the Goodwill Thrift Store. So she's got a bigger space for herself, a better location, and we're so excited for her as well. So we had a great time celebrating with them on Thursday. And then on Friday, we celebrated the grand opening of Morena's Cakes and More.
I've heard so many good things about it. Like, it's just, it's been a destination.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's new in town. Opened up by Kane Snowballs in the Armory on Avenue C. So good.
Yes.
I unfortunately have not gotten to try as many things as I would like to.
But
because
Sarah Beth
celiac,
has been, well, yeah.
But my dad, who is, he's a guava pastry aficionado. They were really kind and sent me home with some guava pastries, and he said that they were amazing. So yeah. 10 out of 10.
And Sarah Beth's been getting their empanadas, right?
Oh yeah.
I feel like she comes in the office always with empanadas.
Oh yeah.
Which
true.
Is good though.
It's
so
true.
Yeah.
So many things to celebrate last week. It was so much fun.
Yeah. It's not often that we have, ribbon cuttings back to back like that. So lots to celebrate.
Exactly. We love a good party.
Oh yeah.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. And then also we were able to kick off this next leg of our Morning Momentum series. The last quarter was all about marketing, and now we're stepping into strategic planning. And Chuck Peterman with Heart for Winter Haven was able to come and talk about laying the foundation for our strategic plan. So he kind of was the one kicking off everything. So we'll have another session next month, which will be around strategic planning. So be on the lookout for more information on that. But we appreciate Chuck and Heart for Winter Haven stepping up to do that. Morning Momentum has been a really successful program.
It's been super great.
It's a great way to just develop your professional skills and maybe even personal ones along the way. So that's been awesome. And then our Leadership Winter Haven class, are we 43? We're 43,
yes,
right?
Yes, 4 - 3 = 1.
Yes, that's their equation, right?
That's their tagline.
That's their little slogan.
They say that they're the best class ever because 4 - 3 = 1.
Number one. We know that there are people who will deny that.
And I will deny that because 41's obviously the best.
See, everybody thinks they're the best, and therein lies the problem. We need a whole, like, competition to see who it is.
We really do.
That'll come. We need to talk to Hannah about that event
as soon as she gets back into the office.
Yeah, right. Jeremy Voss is the day chair for that. They had a great time for Ag and Light Industry Day.
So thanks, Jeremy, for taking them around.
Absolutely. We appreciate the support because that is a, you know, people take the whole day off for that. So we appreciate all of our day chairs. And then, yeah, I think that was it for last week, which sounds like that was it.
Wow, that was it.
It's like
we
running
didn't
a marathon.
Do anything last week.
Right. So we were very busy, but again, a good busy.
A good busy.
So we, the chamber building was popping, if
it
you
was popping.
And we were out there for some ribbon cuttings and things like that. So it's always a great time when we're able to talk about all the amazing things going on at the chamber and our members. So that kind of actually is a perfect segue. Just to highlight a couple things for our members. Sun and Fun just wrapped up their 50th fly-in.
I can't believe that.
It's crazy.
50.
Yeah. And I was able to go, which was really exciting. And we kicked off the day with the unveiling of their historical marker for the Florida Air Museum.
Fun. fun.
Yeah. So they had a lot to celebrate this year, and they had really well-known artists. I don't know if you know Dylan Scott and Sarah Evans, who are country artists. They were there to perform and really, you know, kick it off with a bang that evening. And they had Blue Line Aviation was there, who's a chamber member. Mm-hmm. We were able to say hi to them. They had a great spot. Haven Coffee Roasters was there.
Yeah.
Energizing everyone because Sun and Fun is a long week.
A long week outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the
elements. All that caffeine.
Yes, you do.
Especially that award-winning caffeine.
Yeah. Yes, actually. And Visit Central Florida obviously was there. And I think Haven Coffee was actually in the Visit Central Florida booth. So we also... You know, the Aerospace Center for Excellence, their members, Sun and Fun are members, and being able to see our other members there was really cool. So it was a very collaborative, exciting celebration. 50 years is crazy.
50 years.
And it's the biggest convention in Florida, which is just
crazy.
Bonkers.
I know the Winter Haven Airport was busy
yes.
with fuel sales and different yeah. things like that as people are coming in for Sun and Fun. I didn't get to go, but I got a nice front row seat.
Yes.
At my parents' house, because I'm dog sitting, and they live in South Lakeland, kind of actually right near the airport.
Yeah.
And I got to see the Thunderbirds.
So exciting.
I know. I felt really bad. They are out of the country. I literally got to talk to them for maybe 15 minutes, and most of it, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry to my parents. But most of it was me saying, oh my gosh, they're right over the house.
Yeah, yeah. That was bad timing
when
they called you.
Bad timing, but so fun.
Yeah. And I think that's just really cool because it really affects a lot of different, I mean, so many people come
oh, for sure.
in from all over the world for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. And then we also wanted to highlight the city of Winter Haven just shared that their public works department is accredited.
Oh yeah.
And that's the second one in the county, right? To be accredited.
Yes, second in the county.
So we wanted to make sure to highlight our city of Winter Haven team is, I mean, out of this world.
They are firing on all cylinders.
Yeah,
for sure.
They are, and they're staying busy. So we wanted to make sure to highlight them. And also, talking about the city, they are demoing the Chain of Lakes complex.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, not the complex. That sounds like... Because the complex was technically the field house. That's not what I mean, though. The baseball
stadium,
fields. They're not bulldozing the Advent Health field house. So I wanted to correct that because I know Chain of Lakes complex sounds like that. That's not what I meant. The baseball fields are being demoed. And, you know, a lot of people have sentimental, you know, connections to that.
A lot of history over
there.
And I
totally get that. So T. Michael was actually telling us a little bit about how they are, you know, they have the seats available for auction, I think.
Or they will soon.
Eventually
so be on the lookout
yeah.
for that if you are interested in having a seat.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And Julie Adams, I think, probably would have more information on that as well. But that'll be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go emailing and blowing up their inbox. I'm sure they're going to be sharing that on social media. But that's kind of cool. So if you had a connection to the, you know, baseball fields, you might have an opportunity to get yourself a little souvenir. And then I do want to mention Trailblazers.
Oh yeah.
Our Endeavor Winter Haven Young Professionals program, every year they host a Trailblazers event, which really just gives young professionals and seasoned professionals,
mm-hmm.
A chance to sit down with local leaders, people who might be a little bit difficult to just like text and bump into at Haven Coffee,
mm-hmm.
And to be able to talk to them about their challenges in their professional career, even
or
personal
advice.
Yes, I mean,
great
it's a,
time for that.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity to really just hear about their journey and ask questions. Like you said, get advice from these people who have seen it all,
mm-hmm.
been through a lot, and really blazed a trail, if you will, in their careers.
Your puns are on fire.
I really
today.
Have been. I've really been on fire. So we're excited about that. That's April 30th. And you can be an Endeavor member or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just wanting to kind of maybe need to spark that, you know, you really want to just...
You need some new juju.
Get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
And get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great way to do that. So you can do that on Endeavor's website, and that will be here at the Chamber. And our Trailblazers are Fred Hyde, superintendent, Polk County Public Schools, Julie Ward, which she works over at the Florida Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really cool. That's a really cool facility, by the way. Katie Worthington Decker, who works the Lakeland Economic Development Council. She's the VP over there. Love her. If you didn't know, she's our past chamber president. Mm-hmm. So it'll be great to see her and chat with her. And then we also have Stacey Campbell Dominic, who is with Career Source Polk. So we will have a great round of trailblazers this year, who we can really glean a lot from. Mm-hmm. So again, that'll be here at the chamber April 30th. And you can sign up on Endeavor's website. If you have any questions, you can reach out to any of us. We're happy to help you get signed up. So those are kind of all of our member news. It's a busy time.
It is a busy time.
And at the chamber. And, we are, you know, thrilled to have so many things going on for our members. So if you're listening and you want to be highlighted, maybe something cool is going on, at your business, you have something you want to celebrate, feel free to email me at Brianna@winterhavenchamber.com. We'd love to shout you out on our chamber chats. Yeah, we're thrilled to be surrounded by amazing members who are doing amazing things. And it's all worth shouting out.
It is.
From the rooftops, from this podcast. So we appreciate you guys tuning in to this episode, and we will see you next time for Chamber Chats.
Thanks for having me, Bree.
You got it.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. A true test of strength and stability can be measured in how long a company's been in business. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has worked to meet and exceed customer expectations with local decision-making and employees who live, work, and serve throughout our community. Our bankers also work to bring new services and innovative technology to our customers, offering solutions to save you time so you can focus on what matters most to you. Whether you prefer to walk in the lobby and meet in person, use the drive-thru, or bank from your home computer or smartphone, we're here to serve you. To discover how we can assist you with your banking needs, we invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Continue listening for today's interview. Well, welcome to the podcast, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very excited to have our friends from Main Street Winter Haven on, Anita and Megan. For those of you who don't know, Main Street Winter Haven is a wonderful partner of ours at the Chamber and has been for many, many years. And so it wouldn't be a episode season, if you will, about being a premier family destination without talking to Main Street Winter Haven, because they do a lot of programming for families. And they'll get into that a little bit more in this episode. But before we get started, you guys know I like to start our episodes just getting to know you a little bit for those who might be listening, which I'd be shocked if there are people who are listening who don't know who you are. But just in case, if you guys could tell us just a little bit about yourselves, maybe, you know, have you grown up in Winter Haven? What's kind of your story? So who wants to go first? Anita, you want to go first?
Yes. Well, my name is Anita Strang, and I am the director of Main Street Winter Haven. I think this is going into my 13th year.
Really, Anita?
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I was a volunteer director for about a year and a half, on the board for a couple of years before that. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, I opened my first business downtown in 2000 and fell in love and just have been working with it since then.
Yeah.
I've been living in Winter Haven 32 years.
Wow. Because you're from Alabama, right?
Originally, yes. Okay.
And I only know that because, well, you've said it multiple times, but also Hannah on our staff. It's from Alabama. And I always just remember that connection. I don't know if you guys are from the same area, though.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I am from the lovely town of Opelika.
Opelika.
So I did a 12 years in Opelika and 12 years in Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know that,
Anita.
A
couple of years in North Carolina.
Okay.
And here I am
in
Florida.
And here we are.
And don't add that up.
Well, don't do the math on that. Well, I went to Alabama one time. I was very pleasantly surprised. It was beautiful.
It's a beautiful state.
You know,
state.
There's like a, not a great, like, people talk about Alabama as very like hick and whatever. But when I went, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a cute little place. Anyways. Yeah.
The trees. I miss the beautiful green.
It's so beautiful there. So all the people who are haters on Alabama, I'm here to tell you it's beautiful. And so is Anita. So, well, thank you for sharing that, Anita. What about you, Megan?
Okay. A little bit about myself. So I was born and raised in Winter Haven.
Okay.
I love living here. We live on the lake. I love that. Mm-hmm. But so I went to, I went to Florida State University for 4 years. I came back.
Love that you came back.
You know, I always thought, I'm never moving back. And then my heart just brought me right back.
Yeah.
I actually opened up my first business in Winter Haven right that summer.
Yeah.
So I had my shop, my Emory, for 10 years.
Wow.
I actually ended up moving it downtown whenever my husband moved the bike shop downtown, which we also own. And so, yeah, when I was starting my family, I decided it was time to close one chapter. And I had my sweet babies. And then I was looking for something part-time. I was actually a board member of Main Street. They were looking for somebody to help with, like, kind of membership and marketing stuff. And that's when I started at Main Street a couple years ago.
Well, look at that. It all works out. And I actually remember your ribbon cutting for Emory.
You do?
You know, it was a long time ago. But I remember that. And I don't know why. I remember Hap being in, like, front and center. But it was really perfect because, you know, the shop was in the back. It was really cute.
Yeah. So that was a beautiful store.
It was. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was so excited to move it downtown. I always wanted to be downtown, so that was great. But yeah, I had to close that chapter, but
that's okay.
Miss it so much.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that you're able to kind of bring that experience. Well, both of you are. Like, you owned a business in downtown, and then you work for an organization that's all about downtown.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a full circle moment, you know? So that's really awesome.
I do love that. I do have a passion for all those business owners, for
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it does help us a lot, because when we are looking at different projects and things to do downtown, often it goes through the filter of our past experiences of being retailers downtown. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What is the demand for this event going to be on that person?
Yeah.
You know, because we want to make it as friendly for them as possible.
Right. Because you guys would know the challenges more than just me, you know, walking downtown. My perception of downtown is probably completely different than yours, but that's a good thing. So you guys can really make a difference in those downtown businesses. So thank you for sharing a little bit about yourselves. You guys are obviously perfectly placed in this Main Street position, like we said, given your experience. And for those who are maybe unfamiliar with Main Street programs, could you tell us a little bit about the purpose behind Main Street Winter Haven?
Absolutely. Main Street, like all Main Street programs, were originally created under the Department of Historic Resources as a tool for communities to adopt to revitalize their historic districts. There was a lot of, you know, wonderful malls and strip malls that opened, and you saw a lot of the stores close in these historic downtowns, leaving these beautiful buildings to fall into blight. Winter Haven adopted the Main Street program as the tool to revitalize downtown Winter Haven in 1995.
Oh, wow.
And so we have been working since that time, very slowly, very incrementally, partnering with the city of Winter Haven as, I would say, our number one partner. Because being a nonprofit that can work alongside the city and alongside private entities, it is the combination of a public investment that is followed by a private investment that is the multiplier to get everything done.
Yeah.
And so we have definitely seen that grow in the downtown district.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear people who have lived in Winter Haven for a long time talk about how sleepy boring downtown was at one point and how proud they are of what it is today. And that's always really exciting. And I think that is largely in part of what you guys are doing. And I know, like you said, you have partners like the city of Winter Haven and things to help you guys. But, you know, without someone whose sole focus is downtown, we could easily lose, you know, those amazing historical buildings that need to be accessed every day. You know, we want people to be in our downtown every single day.
We want them to have a new life and to keep active. It is essential, I think, for the charm.
I agree with that.
It is essential to our identity as Winter Haven. Every community has a downtown, and those assets are unique to that community. Mm-hmm. And so preserving what is ours, I think, and helping it have a life in the next generation and the generations to come, I think is going to be vital, especially as fast as we're growing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So we want to make sure that we keep our identity.
Yeah, yeah. And also keep those little pieces that are unique to us. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. And that's kind of a perfect segue to things that make us unique and things that are special to Winter Haven. If you are listening and you don't know, Main Street also oversees Grand Parsons Dairy Down, which is definitely a unique little, you know, venue to Winter Haven. There's nothing like Grand Parsons around. Right. So I thought you guys could maybe share a little bit about Grand Parsons and then any events you guys have coming up, because Grand Parsons is, I mean, it's not right in downtown, but it's like, I mean, it's still in downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. So with Main Street being preservation-based nonprofit, when the history of this particular building came to light, we're coming up on 10 years, which I find is amazing.
Yeah.
So we negotiated the donation of this building so that we could restore the building. Mm-hmm. This was a piece of history that we felt like was too important for us to lose. Mm-hmm. The building was opened as a music venue by Graham Parsons in 1964 at 18 years old.
Wow.
He had played the Bitter End in New York with a very small band and came back to Winter Haven just on fire to open something very similar. So the Dairy Down was designed after that location there.
It's cool.
It is. So he was born in Winter Haven. As a small child, his family moved to Waycross, Georgia for a while.
Okay.
And then he moved back to Winter Haven, going to high school for a while here. And then he ended up graduating from Bowles and moving on to have a very, very impactful musical career, you know, fronting bands like The Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, and his duets with Emmylou Harris are just legendary. He worked very closely with Keith Richards for a while, having, I believe, an influence on some of the Rolling Stones music.
That's so cool.
It really is fascinating. In addition to Graham, I think the musical history of Polk County is incredible. Mm-hmm. Auburndale, you know, produced Les Dudek, our good friends John Corneal. We've had Jim Stafford from Winter Haven, who has gone on. Jim Carlton, who has gone on. You know, both writers and on the Smothered Brothers and other amazing shows. So the history is really rich here. So we restored the building. It has been open now for 9 years as a active music venue. Mm-hmm. We work with bringing in national touring artists, schools. We just had this past Sunday a young musician show.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys are still doing that. That's really cool.
Which is one thing that we love because it keeps the building very true to its roots.
Yeah.
You know, allowing young musicians to be on a stage that just 2 days before, we welcome John Jorgensen, who is an amazing musician, world-class musician.
Wow, so that's
on
amazing.
The same stage just 2 days before. So that is something that we hope will give those young artists the confidence that they need to get out and continue. And I can tell you, we did hear some talent on Sunday that, you know, hopefully one day they'll be coming back to play on that stage. So that's the goal with the building. We also rent the building to help offset the cost of the building for some small non-ticketed type events. Since the building has been so active, there's been some wear and tear on the building, and it's coming up on its 10 years. So we are working on, we'll be announcing a new capital campaign.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To help us replace some of the furniture.
Okay.
We need to update some of the sound equipment.
Right.
You know, 10 years on technical equipment is like, you're a dinosaur now.
Yeah. So, well, it changes so fast, but.
So keep an eye out for that.
Okay,
we'll be releasing some more information soon.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, definitely you know, be connected to their social media, because I'm sure, Anita, Megan, there's going to be a lot of people who want to support you guys in that.
I hope so.
Because like you said, there's a lot of value in making sure that that building stays active and that, you know, we're able to still welcome world-class musicians and even our, you know, our young people, to give them a chance to get on stage and do all those things. But you can't do that if the building is falling apart. So
that's right.
So that's awesome. I'm glad to hear about that. So other things, I saw that you guys recently announced that CityWorks Expo is coming up and you have some dates for that.
Yeah.
And that's always a great event. So I thought you guys could share a little bit about, you know, that event and why people should sign up.
Yes. Well, it is coming up quick. Expo is May 9th and 10th.
We'll be hosting it. I can't even believe that.
I know. It comes so quickly.
It does. It really does.
We'll be hosting it at the beautiful Historic Ritz Theater. And that event, if you've never attended, I would challenge people to just block the time, come in, don't look at the agenda. Just listen, because the goal of this event is to bring on different speakers. The speakers are from 10 to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you'll be exposed to something that will put you in a different position to look at how communities need to grow.
It might have been pre-COVID, about 3 or 4 years ago, when I went to my first CityWorks, and that speaker, I think his name was Rob Greenfield.
With the trash.
Okay. I found him so interesting. So he's on the stage barefoot. He's, what do you call him, environmentalist? And he's all about, what would you call
he was basically carrying on his body the average amount of trash a human produces in a day.
You're kidding
His
me.
His story was,
it was
crazy.
Shocking.
It was so good and eye-opening, though, about how much trash one person makes in a day.
Uh-huh.
And I started following him on social media and, like, learning all these tips and tricks, and I actually still think about it to this day, and that was, like, how many, 3 or 4 years ago? I still follow him on social media.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Five. That was five because of the gap with COVID.
Right.
Yeah,
he was like one of my favorite speakers. And I don't know, I really resonated with that. And then trying to like put that into my everyday life, like with everything.
But right.
I need to do better.
Well, and it's cool, though, that CityWorks, like you're saying, exposes you to a lot of different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what industry I guess you're in, I think we should all be concerned about our community and what that looks like and how we can be involved in making it better. But there are a lot of different aspects of that. So like you're saying, trash is an aspect of that.
Yeah.
Like
recycling.
You're saying,
the demands on our natural resources,
I
think, have never been higher.
Yeah.
Or the anticipation of what the demands on Florida's natural resources in the next.
It's crazy.
You can tell I have a speaker on this topic.
The
demands on.
That's good, though.
On our Florida resources are moving up.
Yeah,
so we need to start, and I commend the city of Winter Haven. They're already doing some
things. They are.
But, you know.
And the trash compactor.
Yeah, trash compactor downtown. But there's, you know, It's that getting people thinking,
yes,
you know, yeah, about all of the different topics that go into what creates a great community for everyone to live in.
Right. So I definitely wanted to highlight that because I think that that's, you know, whether you own a business or you're just working for the man, if you will, either way, you know, we all should have a vested interest in, you know, what our community looks like and what are the things that we can all be doing to make sure that we're growing and thinking about future challenges that are obviously coming down the pipeline, whether we like it or not. And it's great that you guys are hosting an event to really kind of tackle those topics.
And the other thing about CityWorks that I would really like to suggest is that one of the initial goals was connectivity between people. If you get people who are like-minded, and if you're going to attend an event like this, then you already have a love of your community wherever you live. And if you get those like-minded people in the same space that are all hearing all of these different topics, then afterwards we immediately shift everyone into a social situation so they have a chance to go, oh yes, I really like this speaker. You know what we're doing in our community is this.
Right.
Oh, can you tell me how did you do that?
Yeah.
Who did you work with to get that done? So a lot of times it's the after hours connectivity that really is the big takeaway for people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. The Lake Wales project that is going on right now actually had its roots at one of our first CityWorks.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And, you know, and I mean, that's, again, another reason to go, to connect with other people, hopefully spark ideas is the whole purpose of
it. The whole thing, sharing ideas.
Yeah. And so that'll be good. Can you remind me of the dates again?
Yes. May 9th, we'll go a full day.
Okay.
May 10th, it goes till noon.
Okay.
We do have a welcome reception on the 8th at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
For anyone who is, you know, coming into town or if you want to go ahead and get, you know, checked in and everything, we'll be there at the Ritz from 5:30 to 7.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I think, you know, people will really benefit from coming to that event.
The Little Pima Kings have four locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with three locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Little Pima Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Little Pima Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
So again, this season of the podcast, like I said before, is all about, you know, Winter Haven being a premier family destination. And it's funny because I think this has happened over the past couple years, or was it new last year? I can't remember. So y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys came up with Monster Month, which is so fun. And we actually had a monster over on our neck of the woods here at the Chamber. But I thought you guys could share a little bit about how families can get involved and what Monster Month is. Because it's so fun.
Yes, I would love to share.
Yes, please.
Okay, so Monster Month. The event originally, last year was our first year.
Okay.
Originally, it was called Downtown Treasure Hunt. And so we were looking in our promotions committee, looking for ideas of how can we make this. It was a one-day event. It lasted, 4 hours? And it was in July. It was supposed to be in the summer when the kids were off school.
Right.
They could come downtown, go through the shops, and explore and find the hidden treasure. And sometimes, you know, being outside, it got rained out a few times, and we were trying to think of ways to maybe extend it and make it more kind of like where you could explore downtown, find something new, and then Monster Month came to mind. I'm not sure if it was Anita's idea or not.
I love a Main Street monster.
I think it might have been.
Yes.
But I think everyone, as soon as it was mentioned, was like, wow, that sounds, I was like excited to take my kids.
And
we had just even started talking about, okay, so we could make these fun little monsters. We could hide them around, put QR codes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Families could go around and look for them. And they were in specific locations that maybe you would stumble upon something new or go into the library or go get an ice cream. And
right.
That was kind of the goal event, to find something new downtown. And it was, we decided to do it through the whole month so families could do it in their time. They could
right.
go on the weekend after yeah. school, in the morning, you know, any time to walk around and kind of explore downtown. It was our first event where we in the office used AI technology to help us. And I found that so fun. I was on ChatGPT every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. A name of a monster with that's purple with horns that rides a bike. And it was so fun, like doing that and
right.
using the technology to help us come up with fun descriptions. And
that's cool.
Kind of like the, maybe even the look of the monsters. Although Anita has like a great, amazing graphic design ability.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up perfecting these little guys. We had 15 of them. So this year we're excited to kind of grow that event. It
yeah.
was so well received last year.
Good.
I think we had over 200 families and over 700 entries check in through
wow.
our QR
yeah.
codes. So
those QR codes are super helpful to
yeah.
like, you know, gauge
yeah.
how many
track.
People are,
yeah.
you know. Yeah,
so
that's cool.
It was so fun. So the again, like the treasure hunt, we've partnered with Legoland. Anybody that finds, you know, the certain amount of monsters, we put their name in a drawing and then they win 4 tickets to Legoland Florida Resort.
That's awesome.
We love giving. The kids are always so fun to go to, excited to go to Legoland. And yeah, I think that's the gist of it.
Yeah, We are excited to welcome Citizens Bank and Trust as our sponsor for Main Street Monster Month. We are also looking at possibly trying to find a little furry monster that you'd be able to pick up in a store.
Yeah.
Because this year we'd like to be able to incorporate some of the businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're working on that too. So you may have a surprise new monster showing up downtown.
I love
that.
Yeah.
We sold t-shirts last year and a lot of the kids liked getting their favorite little monster on a t-shirt.
That is adorable.
So it was a fun month and I'm looking forward to it again.
That's awesome. Well, I definitely wanted to mention that, not only because we're talking about, you know, family destination, but that's just super fun.
And it's free.
Yeah, and anything free, you can go out and be with your family and get outside and explore downtown. I mean, that sounds like a great time to me.
You know,
also, that it's all month.
Hopefully you'll eat, have lunch downtown.
Yes.
Stop and have a coffee, do a little shopping. And so the goal is, you know, there's it's multi-tiered there, but, you know, exposure to our downtown businesses.
Yes.
And not only to the businesses, we want people to understand we have some beautiful parks and public spaces downtown. The activities that go on in those public spaces are wonderful.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What they did with Joyce B. Davis Park
is just beautiful.
It's so serene and beautiful. And now they have the little tables over there where you can just, you know, take your lunch out there and just. And so, yeah, I mean, this downtown is a place that, you know, we want people to be in. And that's such a great way to get families involved downtown. So that is awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Can people find more information out on your website and Facebook? How does that work?
It will be out soon. We don't have the actual event out, but
yes,
it will be out, and it goes the whole month of July. So they'll be able to find it on our page and
Sweet.
Like the instructions and how to do the QR code
right.
and stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. So stay tuned on that. That'll be in July, and that's going to be super fun. And you know, if a monster needs to make its way over to the chamber, you know that that's always a welcome thing. So
we'll see if we can find
We love that. So thank you guys for sharing about that. So what does the rest of the year look like for you guys? Is there anything that you guys want to highlight as far as events, programs, anything like that?
Yeah. We have our usual lineup that includes our Ladies' Night, Oktoberfest, and the very popular wine, chocolate and cheese. This year, we are making a little change to craft beer crawl.
Okay.
So this year, this year, we are going to be adding bubbles. So it's
fun.
Beer and bubbles.
I like that.
So we'll have the craft beer crawl And some of the stops will have something sparkling and cold.
Like a sparkling
okay,
wine.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so
another
nice
little
Prosecco's,
element.
Roses, mm-hmm. those type things. So that one is going to get a little addition this year. So
you'll open yourself up
that.
To a new audience there, I think. Mm. You know, it'll be a little bit more broad. That's cool.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, then we have our ladies' night. How long has ladies' night been going on for?
That's been a while, hasn't
years.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, seven maybe.
Ladies' night in September. So we try to give after school starts and everyone's back to school,
yep.
we give a reason for the
mm-hmm.
girls to get out, go explore shops and shop and eat and
mm-hmm.
do all that fun stuff. Then we have our Oktoberfest, which is the German style
yep.
beer festival.
That's
in Central
a popular
Park.
One too.
Yeah. I do love that one mm-hmm. as well. I love all the events.
All the events are great.
They're for different reasons, but Oktoberfest is always fun. Gets you in that fun October spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like she said, wine, chocolate, cheese. And
yeah, we'll be loading in Starlight Nights. We'll also kick off from November through January, where we'll decorate downtown for the holidays.
I love it.
You know, there's nothing like... coming down and having those beautiful memories of playing in the tunnels and
yes.
looking at all the Christmas lights. But we are adding in two more events in this year that I'm excited about. One new event is going to be a downtown dining week. We have some great restaurants, and with some new restaurants coming online
mm-hmm.
With the Bowen Yard
yep.
and maybe two others. So we wanted to make sure that we highlighted those with Restaurant Week. So the tentative dates for that are looking like they're going to be the end of August versus September.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you look out for that. And with some of the... new growth downtown, we've had more ladies' clothing retail stores open.
Right, yeah.
So in our, actually it was one of our downtown business owners came to us with the idea of doing a fashion show that
I
would
love
highlight,
it.
You know, businesses that either have clothing or accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So more to come on that. We are looking for a location that is indoors where we can get some air conditioning.
We love air conditioning.
Yes.
Especially in August.
Yes. So summer definitely will be indoors.
Yeah.
A lot of people really don't think that they realize yet how many retailers we have downtown that do carry clothing.
Yeah.
Or lovely accessories.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure that these two new events are more specific to
yeah.
promote
right.
These different sectors mm-hmm. of the downtown businesses.
Well, I think those are great. Obviously, our restaurants are amazing. And
they
all
are.
The boutiques and places that are selling, you know, those items are also really special. So to be able to highlight those, yeah. I think those events are going to be very well received and popular.
Good for the
community and good for the business. So everybody wins. So thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else that you guys want to mention, share before we wrap up that maybe I didn't think of? I want to make sure you guys have covered everything.
I can't think of anything.
I feel like we covered everything
there's
that I could think of, but there's a lot going
parts,
on. Yeah,
a lot of moving parts. You will, you know, the downtown outdoor dining district, that is new.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as people are slowly getting their umbrellas in
yeah.
and, you know, it is not fully flourished out yet.
Right.
But as everyone's furniture and things start coming in, I can tell you it has been... very well received. Our office is near Fire Restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and we see it daily. People are sitting outside and enjoying it. And on the weekends, it's been wonderful to see
yeah.
them packed with people enjoying the outdoor dining. So my hope is we will be doing the ribbon cutting and getting that officially open, possibly during City Works. So
awesome.
We'll make some more announcements with that as soon as we get all the details confirmed. But I think that is something that is going to really kind of add just one more layer of beautification to downtown. So
yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been really cool
been
to see
on it for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anytime we're walking downtown, Fire, and I think Obscure has something, or was it Agape Agora who maybe has something outside?
I think it's out, and I think it's in front of an Obscure and Av Bar. And Bistro has some of their furniture that umbrellas are not in yet, but they expect them to come in soon.
Yeah, and I figure that's kind of like a slow thing, you know, for people to kind of get the furniture and get it all set up is probably a process.
It's a little process.
But already seeing the little bit of, you know, people who are getting it up has been really exciting. To visually see people, you know, activating the restaurants has been really cool.
It really is.
So I do agree. It's almost like the little cherry on top of downtown.
It's really nice.
But we'll keep adding cherries as we go.
That's it.
But there's been a lot of growth downtown, and we obviously appreciate all the hard work that you guys have put in and day out to make sure that our downtown is thriving and being activated with amazing events and programs. So thank you guys for all that you do. And thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
absolutely.
We appreciate it. Anytime we have an opportunity to talk about downtown, you know.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
I'm Dr. James Pilkington, a board-certified urologist with Advent Health Medical Group. I treat patients at our Davenport and Lake Wales locations. I strive to care for my patients as if they were family, using advanced and minimally invasive treatment approaches. We now offer a minimally invasive surgical treatment option for urinary symptoms related to an enlarged prostate called aquablation. Aquablation utilizes an image-guided, heat-free robotic water jet to provide precise and long-term relief of enlarged prostate symptoms without the side effects of traditional surgery. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 863-421-3456 or visit us at adventhealth.com.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.